This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Anti-racism protests took place around the world on Saturday, prompted by the killing of George Floyd, an African-American who died in police custody last month in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In Britain, nationalist demonstrators clashed with police as thousands of people took to the streets. Supporters of Black Lives Matter demonstrated, as did groups branding themselves counter-demonstrators, some of whom were affiliated with right-wing and extreme right-wing organizations. They said they wanted to protect statues after acts of vandalism last weekend, but they repeatedly clashed with police throughout the afternoon. Several thousand people denounced police violence in an anti-racism protest in central Paris Saturday. Protesters chanted "No justice, no peace," and some climbed the statue of Marianne, who personifies the French Republic, in the Place de la République. The outrage generated by Floyd's death in Minneapolis last month has resonated in France, in particular in the city's deprived suburbs. New York's governor wants communities to start the police reform process or face a cut in state funding. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says it's demonstration, then legislation.
Now is the time for every community to put pen to paper and enact systemic reform.
And he says there's great news on the coronavirus front. The state's numbers continue to drop. Meanwhile,
all the other states, virtually all the other states, reopened and saw the number go up.
Cuomo says on Friday, 32 people died from COVID-19 in the state, the lowest number since the start of the outbreak. It also recorded one of its lowest hospitalizations.